The Adventures of Finspot by Zane Grey. Finspot always peeped out of the little door of his coral home when Mama or Papa were out getting food for dinner. But never before had he seen so many pretty fish and seaweeds and strange things. He could see far away from the coral, through the green water, to where it turned gray and big sea monsters swam like shadows. Finspot grew very excited, and for the first time he wanted to swim out there all by himself. Indeed, he was so excited that his mother caught him sticking out his nose. "Finspot, you are a bad little fish," she scolded, and she spanked him with her tail. It had sharp spikes on it and hurt very much.
"Mama, I was only looking," Finspot said,
with his tears falling.
"Yes, but your mother knows what that means. You want to swim away all by yourself, don't you?"
Finspot was hungry and began to eat the bits of moss and coral plants she had brought back in her mouth. For the first time, Finspot had a taste of tiny snails that she crushed with her jaws. They were new food for him, and the more he ate, the hungrier he grew.
"Your brother Slash did the very same thing," went on his mama. "And one time he swam away and never came back. Papa hunted for him and found his scales by a giant crab's hole. Slash had been eaten up."
Mama was sobbing now.
"Mama," cried Finspot,
sick to hear that.
"It's high time I told you. I've wanted to, but your papa would not hear of it. Finspot, the fish of the sea, little and big, kill and eat each other. Only a few of us, like Pipe and Angel Feather and Blue Stripe and Spotted Trunk, and fish who live near us in coral homes like ours, live mostly on the things that are not flesh. All the rest of the fish in the sea spend their days and nights swimming about to kill someone to eat, or to keep from being killed. And the beasts that are not fish, the moray and the crab, the octopus, the